I remember when I was first being a comedian, like, I would do stuff just for, I'd be like, oh, maybe I'll get a bit out of it. Like, I would just
It's a much better way to view life, I think.
I think
you,
so,
any,
too.
Any tragic thing, you're like, well, this is, that's how I view it when I'm on the other end of it. I'm like, well, there's going to be, like, a couple jokes here.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you'll just, you, car accident, heartbreak, whatever, you're like, they'll be, like, a new five.
Exactly.
That's how you got it, because that's literally, that's where it comes from.
That's all it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Everything's going great. You're like, sweet. Well, I'm awful on stage.
And then I noticed, like, I'm watching comedy and stuff, and they're talking about going out and doing things, and then they get a bit from it. Like, I gotta do that. I'm hermiting right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just smoking weed in your underwear all day, it's not exactly
and you nailed it.
There's not exactly a large world of things to pull from if your world is just smoking weed in your underwear, you know?
Yeah. But you got
like, well, I can't think of a new joke. I'm like, your life's a fucking joke. So you can't think of it. There's no joke that's funnier than your life. Being 27 years old, hanging on your girlfriend's dime, getting stoned in your underwear.
It's not that bad. I make my own money.
Sure, but it's like Monopoly money compared to the money she makes.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's a different color.
You're playing house, basically. You're like, I went to work today. And she's like, sure you did, honey. And like, pats your head as you go, in the other room. Hey, I'm not any better, buddy. I got a room. I think about that at 25. You have a whole apartment worth of things? I have a room. I own a room's worth of stuff, and it's not that much stuff.
No, it's very, I think, smaller than a shipping container.
My room looks like an artsy mental patient. Like, it's just, I got a few paintings up. It's like just a blank bed. There's like, I do have clothes.
Yeah.
I do have things for going out. There's a few, mainly notebooks. Memories from exes and stuff in the closet.
I've still got that shoebox.
Of what?
Of just like stuff. You always just keep the stuff.
I just got just a few sad stuffs.
Yeah. Just
so that's
stuff.
What it is. A bed, some paintings, a few sad shoeboxes of stuff. That's old Kenny's life.
You got put away for like something like tax evasion. So you like still have interests and stuff, but you're put away.
No, it looks like a fun jail cell.
Yeah.
For sure. But it's like if you've lived your life doing comedy in big cities, it's like I haven't had much of a chance to be like, well, let's get a mortgage. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. That is another planet. Let me tell you about that.
I was around these people. I was around people that are like, oh yeah, for $400 a month you could buy a house, and I'm like, that house would look like I was violently robbed. If I brought a house right now, it would look like I was a Katrina victim.
You would do zero into anything, dude. You'd be like, the kitchen would still like look like it's 1965.
I just don't even have silverware, really. Everywhere I've lived, the roommate has stuff.
It's all like Chinese chopstick and plastic forks from shit that you ordered.
For sure. No, it would just be an ice box full of Trader Joe's to go for.
An ice box.
There'd be an ice box full of, and there'd be clearly more beer and Monaco's in there than food. Because I've never noticed that. You ever prioritize alcohol?
You gotta stop with the Monaco's.
You ever prioritize alcohol over food? Because I've noticed that recently. You've been broke and you're like, well, I have this amount to go to the bar. And you're like, what about groceries? And you're like, well, we'll figure out groceries.
Yeah.
Groceries isn't important.
The groceries you do on the way home when you're like, if I don't eat, I'll die. That's
groceries, I'm like, I treat that like superficial. I treat that like almost like buying a new jacket.
Yeah.
But going to the bar, I'm like, no, that's like a fixed bill.
What I always used to think about it like, okay, let's say you got $5, right?
Yeah.
After your alcohol, you've got $5 left. If you go to the grocery store, what are you going to get? A jar of peanut butter? That sucks. If you go to McDonald's, you get 2 sandwiches. So it's like that's clearly what you have to do. And then you just keep on doing that. You never go to the grocery store. You just go like, well, if I go to the grocery store with the amount of money I have, I can't get shit. But I could get a whole ass meal. If I go, you know, McDonald's, Wendy's.
You're just such an enabler. You're not helping me. The right thing to do would be take your microphone, slap me in the face, be like, quit drinking as much. Get some groceries. Oh, you're a person.
You come here for that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not
I'm
where
just,
you're...
I know, but I'm just saying, like, that would be the sane human response. You're like, yeah, of course. What you do is you collect spare change and you eat McDonald's once a day. And
that's
I'm
like two junkies under a train, and one's like, I think I'm doing too much heroin.
See, that's the alternative name for our podcast if things get real, real bad. If things really go where they could possibly go for both of us, like, that's not... That it's just called two drunkies under a train.
Yeah.
And it, the only thing we have left, like, we're completely homeless, but the only thing we have left is, like, literally two microphones. And we're just like, oh.
That's the last thing I didn't sell.
We're literally just joking about, like, how we could get $5. Like, you know, like old Sticky Dan the other day almost stabbed me in the neck for a 10 bag. Like, that's just going to be our new two drunkies. I bet it would pop off, too. That'd be the pot.
Honestly.
Who would not listen to two drunkies under a train?
I think everyone would kind of tune in. If legitimately all I had to my name was a tripod and an iPhone. Because
that's not on NPR where it's like two heroin addicts team together to make an exclusive podcast, heroin. Their addiction. You know what I mean?
A real looking glass into the blue collar of America.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's just two drunkies. And we're like, well, it's like me and Nick, we used to do comedy, right? And then... We lost literally everything, but we still had these microphones. We're like, well, we can podcast. We could also use it to tie off our arms.
The cords actually are a double-edged sword.
So we're like, it's kind of a crazy combo. And the Patreon money from our old cast, which most people just forget they're paying, that's what pays for most of our habits.
Yeah, they forgot about it.
They just forgot about it.
They're too successful to notice $3
a month. We use that money, and we just do that. And then sometimes we'll be pod in the street, and someone will be like, recognizes, be like, did you do Laugh Factory 3 years ago? And I'll just start crying, and I'll be like, let me get $10, and it really works for me, you know?
Yeah. Oh, God, dude.
Anyway.
In the Rick and Morty of, yeah, that is a thing. That's for sure a thing.
That's a parallel universe.
I do think that would hit, though, on TikTok and the totally Reels.
Would. I mean, yeah.
That's the sickness of the world.
Yeah, man. I mean, Ear Hustle is a podcast from within a prison, and it's a huge podcast. I mean, it's a gigantic podcast.
Wait, there's a podcast from within a prison?
It's from, it's called Ear Hustle. It's like just about prisoners' lives. It was started by two prisoners in a prison. I mean, they have like a helper or whatever, but it's about prison. And of course you'd listen to it.
That is.
Anybody would listen because it's super interesting. Because it's like, what? I didn't know that about it. And then just people talk about prison life, dude.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty good.
Should check. I mean, that's a plug that they didn't even pay for.
No, Ear Hustle. Check it out. Wow. But. Funny enough, even though we've talked about how such utter failures we are, someone tried to not make this a thing. We were going to talk about our moms this episode.
That's true, because it was Mother's Day. And I feel like it's important for our mothers to get, some justice.
Oh, yeah. Because they haven't had much.
No.
No,
on this podcast, they take it. We always go, oh, love mom.
That's what any human does.
But a lot of moms, you know, they're just not dad.
That's true. But here's the thing. Not being dad means a hell of a lot.
It does mean a lot.
But not being dad is a pretty big compliment, to be honest with you. In terms of the parent game, in my situation, like, not being dad is... If we had two dads on my case, I mean, I'd be dead.
I'd
be in a cornfield.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can't have a... You're like, well, he's not dad. And you're like, yeah, that's huge. That's a Nobel Peace Prize. But, no. But speaking of drugs and whatnot, I remember... My mom, so obviously we clashed a lot when I was a teenager because crazy life situation. I was a little bit of a rapscallion.
Yes.
So, yeah, I was doing as you do, smoking a lot of weed, doing a lot of drugs. Any good parent is going to fight you on this.
Yeah, they're going to step in.
They're going to stop doing it. But one night I had snuck out with my friends on a school night or whatever, middle of the night, get super high. We're like hitting a bong, but I pour bong water all over my pajama pants. Ugh. And I'm so stoned. That I'm thinking the only solution is just rip the pajama pants off. Just go home in your boxers. Like, who gives a shit? You know?
I think you're kind of right, though.
Because like, if you bring back the smelly weed...
It's the worst smell in the world.
That's evident. They just got to go. They're done.
Yeah.
Right? They're done. So, rip the boxers off.
I get that line of thinking.
Yeah, you go home. You stoned your underwear. You wake up. You go to high school.
Uh-huh.
But my mom, for whatever reason, maybe she was just getting like CSI Miami about it. She's like, we're going to go into the woods, find evidence. You know what I mean?
Because she's not stupid. She knew you left the house because moms are good at this.
Yeah.
And then she watched you walk to the forest. And then she's like, I'm going to find out what's going on.
She goes to the forest and all she finds is just bong soaked pajama pants. And I don't know what your conclusion would be, but she told my brother about, never told me this to my face, uh-huh. that she thought that I was having gay drug-induced orgies out in the woods. Now that's a hell of a conclusion to come to. I would think, oh, my kid's smoking weed. I would think that, but she just thought I was getting so high that I was like, I have the munchies, but there's no food here. I guess I'll just eat your cum. And also, love, she's deaf, so she said this to my brother in silently. I would pay to have a video of her just miming out me, yeah, just blowing dudes, like smoking the bong and being like, "Oh, I'm so stoned," and then them being like, "Well, now it's time for," it. And then it just dudes are lining. I rip my pants off. There's one fucking me in the mouth, one fucking me in the ass.
Language.
I mean, I don't. It's probably new science. She's probably like, I don't even know. My brother's like, what are you talking? She had to probably get like a group of people, like the YMCA,
yeah,
like to mime out this giant orgy, just a train of dudes fucking me in the ass in the backyard.
Is that what has to happen if there isn't a sign for something?
No, that's. I was just joking. That's not how that works. You don't invite. You don't call your friend and be like, I got it. Have to. It's not a sign language. I'm just riffing because it's a comedy podcast, but. No, so that was one of the, and when I heard my brother say, I'm like, that is one of the most, what's hilarious is how, that's what your mom thinks, you know what I mean? Like, it's hilarious to be like, oh, that's who you think I am right now. You think I'm just some gay cum, but not, no problem being gay, but I'm just saying, you think that I'm just like having orgies in the woods? You can't be like, because I think in her head, it's all the same.
She's very innocent. Yeah. She was just like,
she's a very stuff. Innocent person. So she's just like, well, if you're smoking weed, you're clearly having wild orgies. You're not thinking. I'm like, Mom, I wish my life was that cool. I wish we were having orgies on top of the worst two other losers smoking a 10 bag in the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's no orgies afoot.
So she never confronted you? She never came up to you? Like, are you having gay orgies?
Well, she confronted me a bunch of other stuff, but the gay orgies she told like my brother about. She never told that to me face.
That would be so funny.
Because I think she was like, well, think about it. I can't trust him. He's having gay orgies. I tell this kid, he's probably going to freak out and invite 10 dudes over to come at his face to feel better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can't even tell him about it. He's too busy just taking loads of the face.
And did Tino tell you this immediately? Was he like,
yeah, I mean, it was pretty, it was, went around
was
pretty.
It was a hot night in
it
that.
It was pretty like, Mom thinks you're doing gay orgy. You know, she even like told my dad barely talks to me at this point. He's like, oh yeah, your mom thought someone was having sex out there. That's what she said. That's what he said. This is a man who I literally thought was dead for a year, who just chimes in like, your mom thinks you're having sex in the woods. You live in the woods. You would have sex in the woods. Yeah, that's your living room. You nothing.
Yeah. You would get paranoid like, how do people know I'm fucking in the woods?
Yeah. He was just like, your mom's on to me. You ruin your plan. That's daddy's plan. That's a David TM original. Taking around the woods for a good time.
Oh my
I gave her a fig noon, brought her over to the shed. Of course, we're getting laid.
See, I had a similar situation with my mom. When I was 18 and I had a car, and we went out one night and we went to the casino because you could do that when you're 18 in Minnesota. And then we smoked cigars in my car, and it was the winter, so we had the windows up.
Pretty dumb.
Didn't realize it. This was, you know, you got to learn.
This is a dumb mistake.
That's very dumb. So then I park my car in the driveway or whatever, and my parents the next morning have to move it for some reason. They get in it, they drive it, and then, of course, it smells like a fucking, like, dive bar in there. Right. It's fucking, like,
brutal.
It's so smoky. So they confront me in the morning about it. They were like, you know, we moved your car, and it smelled really smoky in there. And I, on a fucking dime, was like, yeah, damn, I didn't know you guys would know. At 2 a.m., my friend called me from a party. He was super drunk.
There you go.
And he said, I need a ride. I can't call my parents. And I said, I'll give you a ride. And he was so drunk that he smoked a cigar in my car. And if at that moment, I was like, I'm scared of myself, dude. I can't believe I pulled that off.
Here's the thing, Nick. I'm actually a fantastic liar in these situations. those situations allied. For my early life, like, there's so many situations where you just riff,
it's
dude.
Yes and.
Yeah. And so someone attacks you with an accusation.
That's right on
and
the.
And you just fucking, like, I had a similar thing where one time my friend's mom dropped us off at the movie theaters. The movie theaters was a lie. The movie theaters was so that we could go buy, like, weed and pills from some other guy. Nice. Right? And nice. So we're on the way to go do that. Yes. Then she catches us. She's like, what are you doing? But my mom worked at the Target down the street. I'm like, oh, I'm actually too broke to the movies. I was going to go to my mom who works at Target and ask her for money to go to this movie theater real quick. Boom! And then she dropped us off at the Target. And then we leave from another entrance of the Target to go accomplish our original mission.
Wow.
So, yeah. But, yeah, that's real.
Those are the things where it's like, where's my Oscar, dude? Yeah. All these people are getting Oscars for being
I mean, there's been so many moments like caught in the face that I just like, you just go for it.
Yeah.
You pick. Because there's not a lot of options as a young drug addict if you're caught. So, you're just like, you got to just lie.
Of course, like, there is the thing of like, did my parents really believe me, or did they just like not give a shit enough to argue?
It's probably this. It's always the second.
It's
because anyone who's coming up with an elaborate lie. Because how often have you said an elaborate answer for a thing? Not that often.
No.
Right? I was like, hey Nick, where did that notebook come from? Like, I brought the store. You know, like, well, here's the thing. Like, we got into a car accident, and then it went into this car that was delivering notebooks. Now there's notebooks everywhere. Like, you only give elaborate answers when you're full of shit.
When you're full of shit.
Well, yeah, elaborate 100%. Answers are for full of shit people. Yeah, you know, yeah. Like, most of the time, you're like, this thing happened.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they seem to be whatever about it. But then later, it's funny how things are cyclical. Later on, when I lived with them in North Carolina, they moved my car when it had like an ounce and a half in it, and it fucking reeked of weed. And that was like another thing where like, we moved your car and it smells like pot in there. And I was just like, yeah, there's some pot in there. Like I was at the point where I was like, I just
see, but that's almost a better vibe.
It's of course, honesty. Honesty
is always preferred, even if they hate it. Yeah.
It was, but speaking of Mother's Day, yeah. I mean, my mom was a good mom, but there was just like some. She really had some real 9/11s in her motherhood, you know?
You mean like horrible moments?
Just horrible. But then it goes back to, but then it's the war in Iraq and everything is fine.
You're saying it's a horrible moment, everyone feels sad, and then we forget about it.
And then it's, well, I guess 9/11 is bad because the whole thing is never forget, which I don't ever forget because some of the things, she has peed and pooped in front of me. So many times in my life.
I feel like I'm just interrupting a therapy session.
It's out of control, dude.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that my thing isn't seeing, like, getting pissed on or something. Well,
thank God. Because that's about as weird as it gets.
And I would be honest about that, too, because that would be actually somewhat interesting.
Yeah, no, I'd be like, oh, Nick's kind of cool, at least. You know? I'd be like, well, Nick's got something there.
Don't even like getting pissed on. But
no, neither do I. That's kind of where I draw the
line. I actually had to try to pick a story for Mother's Day to try to decide which time she peed and pooped in front of me. To tell on the podcast.
So this is just, is it just because she gets like super drunk or like why is this always
that's bad? That was one of the times. There was another time where, I mean, she had to pee in England when we were in traffic and she took, she took my water bottle that I just bought from the soccer team that I loved. In England, like, it was the only authentic
thing.
I was just excited to
have
this
water
bottle.
She just, like, pissed all over your dreams.
And in it, in my dreams, to fill the whole thing full of piss.
That's a real moment right there.
Yeah. And
it's a real visual.
Get this. We get to the airport. She empties it. It's disgusting. She washes it. She sterilizes it. And I still drank out of it.
Yeah, see, here's the thing, though. Like, I'd love to be like, oh, that's disgusting, because it is. It is disgusting, and you should feel bad about yourself. But I've done things in a similar vein.
But when my mom needed me to drink out of it. Because if I couldn't drink out of it.
You know, I'm not going to co-sign this. That's pretty weird. I would just stop. You're talking about my mom needed me to drink. No. You needed to clean it, wash it off.
She was so horrified.
Put it in a drawer and then never look at it. That's what you needed to do. Like, honestly, I've done the equivalent of that thing with other shameful moments of my life. But if my mom pissed in a jar, that's done. I picked that in a jar, I'd throw that away. If I'm not anybody. Now, granted, I did drink my own piss for another podcast, but that's besides the point. I know the source. That's me.
Yeah. No,
my own piss is one thing.
That's 100% different.
That's all that's different. Mom's, I'm like,
my mom's piss.
That's, you drink something your mom's pissed in, which
is worse. I got as close as you can, though, to drinking your mom's piss. That is really true.
And I love how earlier you're like, I'm so confused, I can only write about, like, shitty, like, common dumb stuff. I'm like, because you've been infiltrated. Your mom's piss is in your soul, fucking up everything.
And then, dude, my mom, okay. We were at a Christmas party. This was when I was like 12. We were at a neighborhood Christmas party, and You know how I understand now that now that I'm an adult, that Christmas like kind of fucking sucks. Like it's stressful as fuck.
It's good,
dude.
But there's the added stress of like, oh sweet, there's 8 more bills this month.
Christmas the day is is good.
I like the celebration. I think it's a pretty good time.
Yes, absolutely. The 2 weeks beforehand, though, suck.
It's buying the presents.
You got to buy the presents.
Because you're like, sweet, I'm normally strapping pennies. And now this month, I got to be like, well, if I don't buy so-and-so thing, they're going to think I'm a fucking asshole. Now I got to put thought into it. And you're like, it's all this. You gave me 8 more errands. You gave me 8 more errands on top of a busy life.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to pay for as little things as possible, and it can't be bad because you can't bomb on Christmas. That's horrible.
It's something like getting a truly shitty gift because you're like, hey, I don't think about you that often. Yeah, a shitty gift is like, hey, mom, I put the bare effort into thinking about you. I flew back to see you. That was the most money I was going to spend. Here's a puzzle or something. I heard you say you liked that once. Bombing the gift sucks.
I know this is like the whole thing, and it's supposed to show how much I love you, but I just couldn't give a fuck.
I quite frankly don't. And you're going to see that through this coupon book that I got
you. That's what it feels like.
Through this magazine and a doctor's lounge that I lifted and just handed to you.
It's crazy where I almost at this point to figure out a good gift for my parents, I have to go into like a deep like... almost like one of those deprivation tanks.
You do.
Like,
yeah.
I've got to just be like, childhood. What do they like?
You really do have to do that shit. But some people, it's like easy. You know what I mean? My brother, I'm just like, here's $50. Like, fuck off.
Yes. Like, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm not going
to. I feel like I could get you a good gift pretty easily. I mean, it's illegal, but it's pretty easy
to
get. Yeah,
it's kind of. I make what I like very well known. It was not. Yeah. No one's like, what does Kenyon really appreciate?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Well, you can't get people what they really would like. What my mom would really love if I really...
is another son.
Yes.
Yeah. You just bring like a guy, a son. He's like kind of nice, a tad religious, but not weird. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then he's got like 2 kids, and he's got a high school, got a job. He's got a wife who's like, you know, beautiful, but modest, you know? And he comes in there and he's just like, you know what I got? You just like, just come out to us with our timeshare in the mountains. And
yeah. Cries. I don't know if they, that the timeshare. No.
She wouldn't like the timeshare?
No, the timeshares are for stupid people. This is again, my parents are, you know, if you're going to a place, you're either renting it or you own it.
I didn't know we're fucking royalty
a timeshare.
Here.
Okay. Can't be a timeshare. No. They're very, I mean, I don't know. I just, they would judge a timeshare. They're very, they would be like, oh.
I love how they would judge it. You say that like holding a microphone and a PBR, like, oh, they would judge a timeshare. And I'm like, well, what happened to you then? If we created this judges a timeshare,
Listen, what occurred? I got a timeshare. Dropped. In Iowa City.
Yeah, you got a timeshare.
I would get a timeshare in Iowa City.
You got a timeshare in hell, buddy.
If you have a timeshare in Iowa City, dude, I will pay whatever for a nice little house there for it. Maybe on a lake. Maybe
that would actually be pretty fun.
Sure. Yeah. I love it there.
We'd fuck it up.
That's the best city in America. Right dab in the middle of it, too.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so my mom at this Christmas party.
Yeah.
So it's this neighborhood Christmas party, and she gets so fucking... it's because it's all the stress, right? And then it's the party, and she gets so drunk. Like, this is when I learned what alcohol can do to people. Like, before, I could see my parents get, like, oh, they get, like, happier at a gathering.
Yeah, you know, you haven't seen the true, just
right.
Whole
this
rage.
Was like, oh, this stuff is poison.
Yeah,
this,
yeah.
This was the lesson.
Literally destroy a person, yeah.
So, the first thing that happened is, this is towards the end of the party, but... so we're all going crazy. All the kids are like, because we just drink soda all night. We're playing video games. Like, one kid cried. He had an episode, but now he's over it. We're just like running around playing tag in the house. And all the adults are hammered. But we're like running around the adults' table doing something. And my mom grabs one of my friends by the collar and like drags him closer to her. And she gets real close to him and she goes, are you? And I could see her face. And I thought something was wrong with her, but she was like, are you still in the Scouse?
And
the Scouse. Like, she couldn't say it.
Like Boy Scouts?
She meant Boy Scouts, but she couldn't say it. She's Scouse.
Well, first off, I have to say this. Adults getting together don't get that. Like, I've seen that level of drug at a lot of parties, but that's for like white people.
Yeah,
Wasps
yeah.
in Wisconsin, that's not a normal drug. So your mom's like,
thing.
People are going to tell stories about your mother. Like, yeah. that's pretty for the good. Are you still on the scouts? Is like, that person's going to be like, they're not like, that's crazy.
No, I'm telling you, this is how drunk she was. So the kid's terrified. Because he's like,
he's looking at a monster.
What's wrong with Mrs. Cartwright?
Yeah, she just crawled under her bed and scared me.
And everyone's like, she means boy. Because everyone's fucking hammered. She means Boy Scouts. And they're all laughing. I'm like, why are you laughing at my mom? And then the kid's like, yes, I'm still in the Boy Scouts. And she goes, God, Nick's not in the Scouts. And she points
out. One of your earliest memories is your mom being hammered going, Nick's not in the Scouts. That's so. I feel like that plays in your head whenever you bomb. Like, Nick's not in the Scouts.
She's in the back of the room, dude, hammered, yeah. Giving the security guy bullshit, getting kicked out of the room, being like, you're not in the Scouts anymore, Nick. Why aren't you in the Scouts anymore?
That's so ridiculous, dude. That's so funny to have someone just be like a complete shell of a human, being like, this person's a piece of shit.
Yeah, my mom. Like, well, yeah. Just selling me out in front of everybody, too. And, funny thing is I legitimately in the car ride home, I was like, maybe I should join the Cub Scouts. Like, maybe I should get back on that.
Might have changed you.
Yeah, it definitely put a different decision in my head. Anyway, so she gets hammered. At the end of the night, everyone's leaving. My mom cannot walk. So my dad is like carrying my mom in the front yard to the car. Imagine like a war zone, and she's been hit by like a grenade, like one of the legs is gone. It looks that, because my dad's also hammered, but like just not like blackout drunk.
I mean, how old are you?
I'm like 12.
So you're 12. And it's
about to be in middle school.
You're just your parents. Your dad's drunk. He's like stumbling, holding your mom. And you're like, is she dead? Is everyone dead?
I mean. But you're a kid, so and these are your parents. They're like, to me, they were like, oh, but they're like, they know
see,
what they're doing.
Yeah, but that's a crucial moment in life that I got pretty early. But it's when you realize that no one's really in charge.
No one's in charge.
So first off, you're like, well, my parents are just morons. They're just dysfunctional and insane like me.
Yeah, then
you realize on a larger level, like, well, their parents are just also that. Then you realize on a larger level, like, there's no God. No one's in charge. It's just older, shitty versions of me running this thing that I live in. You know what I mean? It's a lawless hell managed by nothing.
Everybody hates their jobs. Everybody hates everything.
Everybody hates your kids. Everyone's just you, just with more wrinkles. And you're like, fuck. You know what I mean? You're 13.
No,
you don't
answers,
give a fuck.
Dude.
And all you do is you blast Linkin Park, you slam some Percocet, and you hope things turn better. You know?
So we're in the car. We're on the way home. She's drunk as hell. And she starts going to my dad going, pull over, pull over. And my dad goes, it's like a 5-minute drive home. It's a neighborhood thing.
Oh, that's good. Well, so it's so that your dad could successfully
drive.
Yeah,
my dad's not going on the freeway blasting.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Which like, I do think he did later, because he would have like these gigantic gin martinis at restaurants and then just be like, I'm driving, and drive like 85.
No, here's the thing. Old people do that, dude. I've noticed that. Old people, they just do that. Like, because it's like, you know, you think
his family's
I mean, it's an AA moment. You should get help. But I've noticed that because, like, I get nervous as, like, a youngin'. But I think it's just they've lived so much of their life like that. They're like, ah, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been drunk driving for 35 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So we pull over. And I'm, like, panicking because I think my mom's going to throw up. She gets out of the car. She, like, squats down and just shits her pants. Just shits her pants. Just poops.
It's like if... Wait. So she doesn't pull the pants down. She just
She shits in her pants at this on the side of the road.
Did you like see it?
No, I just smelt it, dude. It was horrific.
I can't tell which.
It was horrific, and you could smell it from. I could smell it from inside the car. Like, and you knew immediately. I was like, oh my god, mom's shitting her pants. And as a kid, you'd think that would be funny. It
was.
What was
horrifying. Your mom? Was your mom just slamming Everclear? Like, what the fuck?
Red wine, dude. She drank like 4 bottles of red wine or something. Like something ridiculous. And
your dad's like yelling at you your whole life. What did he say to your mom when she's like shitting her brain?
Well, that's the thing is like I couldn't eat French fries in the car. Like it was like a strict like you had to like hang your head out the window like a dog.
Your mom shits her pants and then shits the...
She's in the trunk, dude.
Wait, so she sat in the trunk?
Yeah, she's in the trunk. It was an SUV, so she's...
So your dad, what was the conversation? Was he like...
There was none.
She just knew...
There was... conversation.
She just knew she had us in the trunk.
This was I'm sure my dad hoped I was, you just hoped that I didn't remember this. Cause like there was no, my dad went outside and goes, Jesus Christ. I remember him going, Jesus Christ, get in the, and he just opened the trunk. It's pretty funny now. But he like,
your dad shoving your mom. Your mom's so drunk, your dad's shoving her in her trunk, dude.
Well, she shit her pants.
Oh, I'm not, we're not, I don't think he's wrong necessarily, but it's just insane as a moment.
Yeah, dude. And he puts all the, he gets in the, I remember her getting in the trunk. Again, no words. She's too hammered to talk. He gets in the driver's seat. He puts all the windows down. And then we're just driving home, and it reeks, dude. Like, I remember my sister gagging. I was gagging.
Oh my God.
Just, and then but nobody said anything. My dad just pulls up into the driveway, looks at us and goes, don't get out. Goes back, opens the trunk, gets my mom, goes inside. We wait for like 10, 15. Nothing happens. We just kind of get out. The house is dark. We just go to bed. Next day is Christmas.
that's like a ball right there. So you don't get out. He never even, he was so drunk, he just passed out himself.
Yeah, yeah,
he didn't even figure out. And then just, next day is Christmas. And your mom's your mom's Amy Winehouse drunk, dude.
Like
sometimes I say some shit that's funny. Then you say something, I'm like, oh, that's why I run the podcast. Yeah. You say something, I'm like, oh, that's why it makes sense that you're here. Because I'm like, that's just the next day. Like, you just two parents, what, they forgot about you with the car. Your sister probably helped you. You're like crying. She like helps you in the house. You wake up, you're like, Santa came. And you're like,
we were just confused. Like, but yeah, dude, it was, I mean, and it, we all knew it was like, we can't talk. Mom shit herself. I mean, she didn't, that Christmas, she did not leave for the bedroom. She was so hungover. I mean, she was dead.
Oh, so your mom didn't even come out on Christmas?
No. She was done. We went to church. My sister had a clarinet solo.
Did your mother miss because she was so hungover?
Because she was so hungover. She was at, get this, so she's wild. At church. She's at church. This is a Catholic church Christmas. It's packed. And it's her solo. And she goes up and she goes, I'm going to play this for my mom who can't be here tonight. And
like everyone, she has cancer or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. Everyone thought she died. And that,
and they're like, no, she just got hammered.
Yeah, she's like, cause she's so hungover.
See, that's the thing. I've had a lot of brutal hangovers in my life. I've made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah,
that's like you go to AA immediately. That's like you live in church now.
Yeah,
that's like you move into a church. Like if you get so hungover, you ruin Christmas Day, and you can't. You see your missus, your daughter's recital. I mean, that's. Yeah.
And I was an altar boy that mass too.
Like, so your mom missed you getting fucked.
Yeah, yeah, she missed the whole thing.
Yeah.
She could have been there for me to
stop
cock it. Block.
Yeah.
Well, wow, 34 minutes. That's pretty good.
No, went by pretty fast, guys.
Yeah, that was
time good. Flies when you're murdering podcasting, everybody. Come out to the Lincoln Lodge every night of the week. Fire shows, doing comedy. I will be there May 20th through the 21st, doing the weekend. That'll be fun. Absolutely.
So the whole weekend. Cool. Who's the headliner, do you know?
No, it's just like the local, just the house show.
Oh, nice.
It's like the showcase. Yeah.
Boom, bam.
We're doing that. Come to the, we're going to fucking smack the Patreon after this. Listen to the Patreon. Get that going on. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok for all of our shows.
We're doing numbers.
We got,
we are doing numbers on
this. We are. Let's not underplay the numbers. They're happening. And so just follow us. See what's going on. We put a lot of hard work into this. So just, you know, quite frankly, give a fuck.
5 stars on iTunes.
It's the least you could literally do. If you're listening to this, put 5 stars. I'm not above threatening to kill myself. You know, I mean, put 5 stars or there won't be an next.